increasingly desperate race to escape life under the Taliban after U.S. President Joe Biden confirmed U.S.-led evacuations will end next week. More than 80,000 people have been evacuated since August 14th, but huge crowds remain outside Kabul airport, hoping to flee the threat of reprisals and repression in Taliban-ruled Afghanistan. Mr. Biden said Tuesday the United States would stick to his August 31st deadline to completely withdraw its troops, despite warnings from European allies that not all vulnerable Afghans would be able to leave by then. The president said Tuesday, quote, "The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops," end quote. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Wednesday her country will try to help Afghans who worked with its soldiers and aid organizations and wish to leave Afghanistan after the August 31st deadline for the withdrawal of foreign troops. She said the German parliament, quote, she told the German parliament, quote, "The end of the air bridge in a few days must not mean the end of efforts to protect Afghan helpers and help those Afghans who have been left in a bigger emergency with the takeover of the Taliban," end quote. The scramble to lift Germans and Afghans out of Kabul has damaged Merkel's conservatives, whose poll ratings have been falling 5 weeks before an election on September 26th. The Congressional Committee investigating the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol demanded a range of documents Wednesday from American agencies, including communication records from former President Donald Trump's White House. The House of Representatives Select Committee asked for White House communication records on and leading up to January 6th. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has ordered the reinstatement of a Trump-era program that forces people to wait in Mexico while seeking asylum in the United States. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The High Court says the Biden administration likely violated federal law in trying to end the program. The justices are refusing to block a lower court ruling, ordering the administration to reinstate the program, known as Remain in Mexico. The Supreme Court is offering little explanation for its action. The Department of Homeland Security says it regrets the High Court declined to issue a stay and says it will continue to challenge the district court's order. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett arrived in Washington Wednesday for a two-day official visit. He's expected to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday and discuss regional rival Iran. In a statement before taking off, Bennett said the top priority in his conversation with Mr. Biden would be Iran. He said other issues would be discussed, including the Israeli military's qualitative edge, the coronavirus pandemic, and economic matters. Israel said Wednesday Algeria should focus on its own problems, a day after Algiers severed ties with Morocco, the latest Arab nation to normalize relations with the Jewish state. Algeria said Tuesday it had cut diplomatic relations with Morocco because of hostile actions following months of resurgent tensions between the North African rivals. A gunman killed three police officers and a private security guard during a rampage through a diplomatic quarter of Tanzania's main city, Dar es Salaam, Wednesday, before being shot dead while holed up in a guardhouse at the French embassy gate. Police said the attacker had first shot two police officers with a pistol at an intersection in the district, which houses a number of diplomatic missions. Police officers told reporters it was too early to say whether the gunman was a Tanzanian national or whether he had links to terrorism. China lashed out Wednesday at a U.S. intelligence report on the origin of the coronavirus, saying it's a political report that aims to frame China. In May, President Joe Biden ordered U.S. intelligence officials to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic and have a report within 90 days. The report, delivered Tuesday, failed to definitively conclude whether the virus had jumped to humans via animals or emerged from a laboratory accident, in part because of a lack of information from China, media reports said. Sydney's COVID-19 infections hit a daily record Wednesday, putting parts of the health system under pressure, officials said. They're calling for vaccinations to be stepped up to stem the tide of hospital admissions. By report, Ryan Roberts, VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.